In 1979, a charismatic young actor sauntered onto our TV screens. Rotund, long-haired, he seemed to specialise in downtrodden, seedy lowlifes.
Mel's face has that, even though there's something which can be quite pompous about it and quite sort of haughty and, you know, bombastic, it's a downtrodden face.
But it was in the groundbreaking sketch show Not the 9 O'Clock News that Mel Smith emerged as one of TV's most unique comic talents. Mel, who died aged 60 earlier this year, was many things. He was a theatre and film director, a businessman, an obsessive gambler, a racehorse owner and a bon viveur.
Mel always looked famous and rich and successful long before he was.
But most of all, Mel was the face that changed comic acting for a generation. Not the 9 O'Clock News was the brainchild of current affairs producer Sean Hardy and comedy producer John Lloyd.
I set out with Sean to go and cast the theme, and I found Mel in a pub in Chiswick. I said, I've got this show, it's six shows, it's a blank canvas, do you want to be in it? And we had a couple of pints, got on rather well, and he said, well, I can't do it, actually, I'm busy.
Mel eventually signed up for the first series proper of Not the 9 O'Clock News.
Two rather plump antelopes, nine.
By the second series, the familiar award-winning lineup had been established. In 1982, Mel was cast in his first lead role in a TV drama as ruthless property developer Tom Craig in Muck and Brass.
There's a lot of people owe me in this town, Cyril. And you're one of them. I'm telling you, I don't get fair dues. I'm going to start digging. You're an old man.
While Mel was filming Muck and Brass, Not the 9 O'Clock News suddenly ended, leaving him and Griff to partner up or face unemployment.